How are you all, my Late Night Mysteries listeners? Thank you for tuning in to today's Late Night Mysteries episode. Today's show is a story about the Yuki Onna, a haunting, restless spirit singing soulfully for her lost lover. Set in Japan, her haunting tale was passed down from one generation to the next. Nobody wants to be caught with her alone for fear of what she might do to them. However, no one knew the true story of why there was a haunting in the first place. No one, except for a brave young woman. Without further ado, let's start the show. I am Wraith. This is Late Night Mysteries.
Disclaimer, this is a work of fiction. Any names, characters, businesses, places, events, or incidents are fictitious. Any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, or actual events is purely coincidental.
It was a moonlit winter night in the village of Edo, which was blanketed by a thick layer of snow. Kana, a young woman in her late teens, was captivated by stories of yokai and spirits that her grandmother used to tell. Among them, the tale of Yuki Onna, the snow woman, fascinated and terrified her the most. As Kana wandered around the outskirts of the village, a soft, melodic tune reached her ears. It was hauntingly beautiful, a woman's voice singing an unknown lullaby. Curiosity piqued, Kana followed the sound until she reached a snow-covered grove. In the center of the grove was a tall, slender figure, draped in a kimono as white as the surrounding snow. Her long, raven-black hair cascaded down her back, contrasting sharply with her pale, almost translucent skin. The woman's lips were blue, and her eyes emitted an eerie glow. It was unmistakably the Yuki Onna. Despite the horror stories, Kana felt no fear, only an overwhelming urge to approach the ghostly apparition. The closer she got, the clearer the song became. It spoke of heartbreak, loss, and an eternity of loneliness. The Yuki Onna seemed to be trapped in an endless cycle of despair. When the song ended, the Yuki Onna noticed Kana and glided over to her, leaving no footprints in the snow.
Why do you approach me, child?
Her voice cold, yet oddly mesmerizing.
Your song drew me,
Kana replied, brave herself, as the Yuki Onna started to approach her nearer.
It was the most beautiful and saddest thing I've ever heard.
The Yuki Onna stared at her for a moment.
That song is a curse,
she said.
Those who hear it are destined to share my fate.
Kana's heart raced.
What do you mean?
The Yuki Onna gestured to the snow around them.
I was once a mortal woman, deeply in love with a man from Edo. But our love was forbidden, and in a fit of despair, I took my life in this very grove during a winter storm. Now I am trapped here, singing that cursed song every winter night, longing for my lost love.
Kana's sympathy for the Yuki Onna grew.
Is there anything I can do to help you?
Kana asked. Snow Woman hesitated.
There might be a way, but it comes with great risks. You must find my lover's grave and sing the song to him. If his spirit hears it and forgives me, I might be set free.
Kana nodded, determined to help.
I'll do it.
For days, 2 weeks, Kana searched the village, asking elders about the love story of Yuki Onna. Many were hesitant to speak, but she finally found an old man who knew the tale. He directed her to a long-forgotten grave on the outskirts of Ito. Kana made her way to the grave and began to sing the haunting melody.
You come and wake me every night. You say you've missed the concept of you and I, you and I.
As she sang, the wind picked up and snow began to fall heavily. The atmosphere grew charged with energy, and suddenly, a translucent figure rose from the grave. He was a young man, dressed in traditional samurai armor. He looked around in confusion, and then locked eyes with Kana.
Who are you?
He demanded. Kana braved herself and replied,
I am here to free the Yuki Onna. She sings for you every winter night, hoping for your forgiveness.
Samurai's eyes filled with tears.
I have searched for her for centuries, hoping to find her and apologize. Our love was pure, but society forbade it. I regret not fighting harder for us.
Moved by his words, Kana sang the song again, pouring all her emotions into it. As the last note echoed, the samurai's spirit began to glow and slowly floated towards the grove. There, he reunited with the Yuki Onna. two lovers embraced, their figures merging into one radiant entity before dissipating into the snow-filled air. The curse was broken. The next morning, the villagers found Kana unconscious near the grove. They carried her back home, where she slowly recovered. She never spoke of the night's events, but every winter, she'd visit the grove, leaving fresh flowers as a tribute to the lost lovers. And on some nights, if one listens closely, a soft, melodic tune can be heard. A duet of love and redemption, sung by two souls finally at peace.
You come and wake me every night. You say you've missed the concept of you and I, you and I. You come and wake me every night. You say you missed the concept of you and I. My head in the earthquake, collect my spine when my disc breaks, when my disc breaks. Catch my lungs, give me air, give me some peace, oh darling please, oh darling.
Restless spirits sometimes originate from a tragic event, a tragedy that forces them to end their lives amidst circumstances that can otherwise be avoided. The souls were left wandering the earth, longing for a life that was never meant to be, indirectly haunting the mortals who either let them be or find a way to lay them to rest, as in the tale of Yuki Anna and her lover. So, if you want to drop us feedback or have any stories to share, email us at latenightmysteries@gmail.com. Alternatively, you may send them to our Late Night Mysteries social media platforms on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. And don't forget to follow and share our podcast on Spotify and all our social media platforms, as mentioned. Once again, I am Wraith. Thank you for listening, and I will see you on the next episode of Late Night Mysteries.